You good, bro?
All right, welcome to the Bubba Barton Show. We're going to interview Jeremy Hall. He's going to tell us about Fat Man Working. We're going to talk to Michael. He's going to make some jokes. You're going to make some jokes, right, Michael?
Huh?
You're going to make some jokes, right? Hey, Michael's in his own little world, man, so we're going to leave him alone a bit. I'll be right back. Listen to my sponsors, and we'll get started with the show. All right, so I'm here with Jeremy Hall, and we're going to talk about Fat Man Working. Jeremy, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Hall, and I am Fat Man Working, which is my fitness side of things, hobby. Yep. And so I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring myself into the fitness world and into the competitions of strongman.
The big strongman competitions, like where they pull buses and stuff.
Right.
That's exactly what you're gonna do.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. That's incredible, man.
Yep. Yeah. So it's a lot of hard work, man. Even just trying to get from the ground level. So, yeah. You know, I'm ex-military, so I'm used to fitness, and you know, being able to push yourself past your limits.
Right.
Something you absolutely gotta do.
What branch of the service were you in?
So I was in the Coast Guard. Okay. I was a sailor.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great, man. I mean, there's a lot of people in the Coast Guard, especially around here.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. In this area. Yep.
Well, I do thank you for your service. You got family in there, so I know that that's a sacrifice, man. I appreciate it.
Yep. Definitely.
Awesome. All right. So, back to the Fat Man Working. When did you start doing this, starting to train for all of these competitions?
So, I want to say it was around August of 2020.
Okay. So, last year.
Yeah. Just last year.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so, before that, I had been getting back into it. Essentially, what my job did is they took all of us and said, it's time to work from home. Well, working from home, I don't get to get up and move around as much.
Right.
You know, so I got to do something. And so what I decided when I was working from home is that I need to get back into my home gym and start working out. So I started with the goal of bodybuilding in March of 2020. And then by August, I made up my mind that, you know what, I want to do something a little different. Instead of trying to have the perfect body, I want to go for strength. I want to be that guy that's able to go out there and lift something that somebody says, holy shit, there's no way somebody can lift that.
Like a car.
Like a car.
Like a car, yeah.
Right, exactly. Right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Nice.
Got utensils, napkins, and ketchup right over here. Anything else I can grab for y'all at the moment?
I think we're good.
Good?
Thank you.
I mean, all right, so we're here at the Celtic Knot because we're doing this interview during somewhat of a bar crawl. I mean, listen, this is real life, man. Y'all know me by now. I'm putting everything out there, so don't be shocked.
That's exactly right, man.
Yeah. So, all right, so you started doing it to, you were going to bodybuild. You were going to be...
Yeah, I was going to do the Arnold thing.
Right.
You know, I was going to have that cut tone look that's going to be low body fat. A whole bunch of muscle mass, that tapered V, you know, that everybody was looking for. And so I did that for a few months, got my foundation under me, and I decided, you know what, man, this really isn't for my body type. You know, I'm a big guy, naturally. And so I started following some of these strongman types while I was also following these bodybuilders at the same time. But as I saw what these strongmen were doing, you know, I thought, man, that looks a hell of a lot more fun, being able to eat 16,000 calories in a day than trying to eat, you know, 1,300 calories in a day and being able to pull a freaking monster truck uphill for 100 feet.
Yeah, or you know, bench press the side of a Volkswagen. Oh,
right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
I get it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Flip over a smart car.
Right, exactly. Yeah, just to see how far you can throw it.
Right. You know? Just to do it.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly.
All right, so... We're gonna stop this just for a second. We'll get, yeah. All right, so the Fat Man Working brand, that's gonna help you do the competition because the more support you get behind that brand, the more time you can actually spend training and buying new equipment and actually doing these competitions. That's the whole goal, right?
Right, that's the whole goal. The whole goal, man. So the whole reason behind that brand is exactly what you said. You know, it's hard to break into that field. There's a whole bunch of guys out there that are quote-unquote unnatural. That's a whole nother topic.
Right, and, I mean, they're just...
Oh, yeah. There's no way you can pack that muscle on that frame naturally, man.
I got you. Yeah.
They're ridiculous. So when you want to break into it, you got to have some sort of Instagram following. You got to have some sort of following to be seen.
Right.
You know, because you look at these guys that are out there now. You look at the guys like Brian Shaw. You look at the guys like Eddie Hall that used to be out there and all that. And
educate me on this because I don't know too much. All I know is I used to watch the old videos and the old competitions, and they were pulling buses.
Right.
I mean, they were lifting trees. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy shit.
Yeah, it is. And so these guys that are out there now that are at the top of their game, these guys that are the legends today,
yeah,
are there because they have that leg up genetically already. But a lot of the new guys that are coming in, they have that Instagram following, they have that social media following, they have that brand reputation. They've been training for years before they ever get picked up for this stuff.
But now they're putting themselves out there.
Right.
Marketing. Advertising.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and they only take a handful of people. They only take about a dozen guys for each strongman competition each year.
Gotcha. Okay.
So for me to get there, I got to be recognizable. I got to be able to compete at these other locations. I got to be able to compete at smaller competitions that are regional, that are, you know, state-based and things of that sort at these other gyms, and put my name out there and say, hey, look, I'm out here blowing out the competition here, there, and everywhere.
Right.
In order to get that recognition.
Right. You're traveling the circuit, as you would.
Right.
I mean, yeah, if you will. You know, you're traveling around. You're doing your thing. You're putting your show on.
Right. That's exactly right. So in order to do that, that's expensive, man. I got to take time away from work. I got to take time away from my kids. You know, I got to train a lot. And that training isn't cheap. You know, that kind of training is expensive when you look at the gear that you have to use.
Right.
And when COVID hit, that entered a whole nother level of difficulty. You couldn't get supplies. You couldn't get weights.
Couldn't go to the gym.
Couldn't go to the gym. So everybody started buying home gyms. I had one leg up on a competition. Yeah, yeah. That was that I had a power rack already at home. I had the foundation for a home gym. I didn't have all the weights I needed.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know?
I understand.
So, yeah, there's a lot of challenges involved with that stuff, and there's a lot of marketing.
But now, the racks that I saw in the video, did you make those? You bought those?
I bought those.
The video I saw is badass. I mean, you're carrying a lot of weight all the way down the driveway.
Right.
And then you pick up a lot more weight and come back.
Right. I mean, right.
It's crazy.
It's not a flat driveway either, you know. So you see a lot of these guys when they're training on flat level ground and stuff like that. You know, I don't have that. I have a hill. My house is on a hill. So my driveway is pretty straight. Yeah, it actually does. It works your cardio better. It gives you a leg up. So if I'm going out and going to a competition against these guys, I've already trained 20% harder than anything to expect in a competition.
Gotcha, yeah. See, that's good. That way you can win these competitions and you can get recognized.
That's right.
But you need to get the Fat Man Working brand out there.
Correct.
The designs, everything that you want.
You're right.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. So that Fat Man Working brand, I took a long, hard look at myself and what I was trying to accomplish. I said, you know what? You know, if I'm going to get out here, if I'm going to go to these competitions, if I'm not just going to be another, you know, faceless competitor, a nameless competitor, I got to have something that people remember, you know, because there's plenty of fit guys, there's plenty of fat guys that are all out there pulling incredible weight. But you can't remember the name if they don't have an interesting brand.
Right.
And so that's where Fat Man Working came from.
Fat Man Working. I mean, and it works, though. I mean, it's catchy.
It is. And it's honest. And it's honest to me.
Yeah.
And that's important to me for my brand, is that integrity.
And that's true. That should be important to everybody and their brand, is integrity. Yeah. That's a big word, but it's only so small. You see what I'm saying? But it means a whole lot. And you're absolutely right. Everybody should find that.
Absolutely right. So I've got the brand. It is in the absolute beginning stages.
Yeah.
I'm trying this, that, and everything to see what sticks, while also trying to maintain my training. And that's not always easy, man. You know, life finds a way to get in the way.
Oh yeah, life always finds a way to get in the way of everything. But I mean, you got to overcome that. I mean, hopefully you can get your brand set up to where this can sustain you, and you can, you know, just get paid to do this and travel around and do these competitions.
Yep.
I mean, that's the goal.
That is the goal. That is the absolute goal, man.
To be number one.
To be number one. That's right, man. I want to go. So my end game goal.
Yeah.
My goal around all these other goals. These other goals just support that one goal, which is I want to be the world's strongest man.
Right. You want to be number one.
That's right. I am number one.
You cannot
defeat me.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is the goal.
Yeah, no, that's the goal, to be number one. And if you're doing something and your goal is not to be number one, just stop and find something else to do.
Right.
That's
right, man. All these goals just help build up to the completion of that final goal, which is I want to be number one in the world. I want to be the world's strongest man.
Right, you want to be the world's strongest man. That's right. See, I have goals too, but this is your show. You know, this is we're talking about you this time. I'm gonna keep my goals quiet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. We can talk about your goals. Yeah. You
know? I think it's pretty clear to everybody who follows me on Facebook what the hell my goals in life are.
Right. that's true, man. That's true.
Bubba's trying to take over the world, and I say the world, I mean everything.
Yep, that's right. Hear it every day. See it every day.
Every day. Everybody who follows me knows me, so I mean, it's okay.
Right. Yep.
They know what I'm doing. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about Michael. All
right.
Michael, is that water any good?
Huh?
Is the water good? Sufficient.
Good. Is it hydrating? Does it feel you? Feel it in the core?
All right, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
All right, so Fat Man Working, and I mean, where? Just tell everybody where we could see all of this stuff.
Yeah, so Fat Man Working right now is, there's a YouTube channel for Fat Man Working.
Okay.
You can go out there and just search for Fat Man Working. It's the only channel out there. It's on Instagram, at Fat Man Working, and it's on Facebook as well, has its own page. At Fat Man Working.
At Fat Man Working on Facebook. Fat Man Working Instagram. Fat Man Working YouTube.
That's right.
It's just Fat Man Working.
It's just Fat Man Working. You know, there's so much mass, it just overlaps all of those social media platforms.
Gotcha, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I mean, but as long as it's working, it's fine.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
All right, so you're going to check out Jeremy Hall, his videos. He's doing something incredible. I mean, he really is. You might not think it is, but I miss those strongman competitions being on TV. I was a kid whenever I was watching this stuff. It's badass to see these guys, these regular, normal people, just like you and I, train and work hard to accomplish what they accomplish, lifting trees and pulling cars. I mean, it really is amazing to watch this stuff happen. So let's get this back. Let's help this gentleman out. Fat Man Working everywhere. Just Google search Fat Man Working.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. It'll take you there, man.
Hit him up on Facebook, too. His name is Jeremy Hall. He's one of my friends. I'm going to publicize my friends list, I guess, so everybody can see who I'm friends with. That way they can find these other people. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. That's right, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That way everybody can see what's going on.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So are you happy with this segment?
I think I am happy with this segment. I appreciate just the time, man.
Hey, man, no problem. And I've enjoyed hanging out with you. We're going to end this segment right quick. Let me put my little outro. Mike, you got something to say? Anything?
Yeah, man, Speedy Kush.
I speak that language, too. All right, so this is the Bubba Barton Show. This is the first segment of today's show. I was here with Jeremy Hall, Fat Man Working everywhere. Just Google search it. Go to YouTube. Go to Facebook, at Fat Man Working. YouTube. Instagram. Yeah, I forget. I'm going to be honest. I don't like Instagram, so I forget the fuck about Instagram.
It's big for the fitness community. That's why I use it.
I got you. All right, so Fat Man Working everywhere. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. It's the Bubba Barton Show. Listen to some music. I'm going to put my song right between this segment and the other because it's my show, and I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. Listen to another sponsor, too. All right, we'll be right back. All right, so we're back with Jeremy Hall. We were still talking about the strongman competition because it's actually fascinating. So you were telling me about the big guy. I mean, go ahead and tell a little bit of the story again. I mean, it's...
Yeah. So I went to a competition last year in North Carolina, and it was a regional competition. So you had people there from all over the Southeast.
Yeah.
And you had everybody from these little guys to these big guys out there. And there was a fella there, and I went there as a spectator. And there was a fella there that was like 6'4", you know, just built like Superman. You know, giant beef, huge guy. Everyone expected him to win. He was sponsored by Titan Fitness, you know, and he had these little camera guys following him around. And there was one of the final competitions was a vehicle pull.
Right.
And they had three different vehicle classes there. They on the truck pull. The Dodge Ram 3500 was the biggest one there. Now, everybody expected this guy to pull out and win.
Yeah.
You know, because he was just so huge. He had done so well at everything else, right? Well, what people weren't paying attention to, there was another guy who was like 5'8", a little bit shorter than me, And he was like 500 pounds. And he had lost weight. He had been like 600 pounds a year prior, or maybe a year and a half prior.
It's a big dude.
Yeah, just massive guy, but had this big old belly that hung down to his thighs, you know, because he had lost so much weight.
Gotcha.
And so he wasn't, like, when you looked at him, you didn't think he was strong. You thought he was just some old slob, right? That's what you would assume. Nah, man. This guy had been performing right there in line with this guy, you know, and had been matching or coming in just under this guy, you know. When it came to the truck pull, this guy, this 5'8" guy, who was like 500 pounds, ended up pulling this truck faster than anyone else. And to top it off, he couldn't even fit into the harness.
That's
a crazy thing. Yeah, he was so big, he couldn't fit into the harness, right?
Couldn't find one to fit him.
No, they didn't. They had two different sizes out there, you know, for all the competitors, and the biggest one that they had didn't fit. So what this guy did is he had to hold the harness with his hands.
With his hands.
Hold the harness with his hands, and then walk and pull the truck behind him on gravel on an incline at a tilt. So the truck wasn't parallel. It was like a 15-degree tilt to the right.
Okay.
You know? And he pulled it the full distance, which I'm trying to remember how long it was. I want to say it was about 100 feet.
100 feet, okay.
And he pulled that thing.
But he was grabbing on, with his hands.
Yeah, right. That kind of hand grip, that grip strength, is totally unappreciated. Because grip strength is critical to anything strongman and practically in life.
Oh yeah,
you work on cars. I know
you got to have grip strength. You got to be able to grab things and hold on to the little bolts. I mean, fingers
that
even have to have grip strength. Yeah.
So, I mean, so imagine trying to pull a truck with two hands.
I'm not doing that. But he did that.
Well, he did that.
And he was holding the harness.
And he was holding the harness, and he did it faster than anybody else out there.
And everybody else was wearing it.
Everybody else was wearing it.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. That's incredible story. I mean, that's the kind of incredible things that this man wants to do.
That's right.
So, I mean, pick up his brand, Fat Man Working, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Right. You know, hey, we're going to get together. We're going to do some shirts and stuff like that. So he'll have stuff to sell people so that y'all can support this gentleman so he can do his thing and he can live his dreams.
That's absolutely right.
Awesome. All right. So now we're definitely done. I think we're gonna try to finish up and maybe go somewhere else. It's about 7 o'clock at night. So, Fat Man Working everywhere. Remember, I'm Bubba Barton. I'm gonna have another segment because I'm just gonna do my thing. Listen to some sponsors. Listen to my music. We'll be back later. All right. So today I just want to remind you: spread love, shop local, be yourself. Do the things that make you happy. Find hobbies. Find things that you can do to get your mind off of the bullshit going on in the world. All the hardships that everybody is facing. Yeah, it's sad. But we can't just focus on that. We have to keep our minds positive. And we have to keep our minds busy. Because if you don't keep your mind busy, that's when those thoughts creep in. That's when those thoughts of, I'm never going to do this. Or I'm not going to be that for this person. I'm never going to be able to make anything of my life. It's all relevant. Your mental state, your mental abilities, everything is relevant to your happiness and your life. So just think positive and keep going and keep busy. Find all kind of hobbies. I mean, you can color, you can draw, you can fly a kite, you can go out there and you can make wood. You can make things out of wood. There's people that make swords and knives, work with metal. You don't have to work with your hand. You can write music. You can do anything you put your mind to. And anything that you do is going to draw your attention away from the hardships that you're facing and the rest of the world is facing. I mean, that's common sense. If you keep your mind busy, you have no time to think about the bad stuff. Not telling you to never think about the bad stuff. Just don't go around and think about the bad stuff all the time. That is detrimental to your mental health, your physical health too. Because the more you worry, the more your body suffers, the more your muscles can't relax, they can't build, they can't grow, they can't regain their strength. You have to be positive. You have to have that mental ability to keep yourself going. Because the world is a hard, cruel place. And not everybody's going to care about your mental health and your abilities and all of this. They're just not. So I hope you enjoyed the segment with Jeremy Hall and Michael Turner. Had a lot of fun with those guys. You guys keep pushing, keep doing your thing. Spread that love, shop local. Check me out, Bubba Barton. I'm everywhere. I've got one song out. I've got more coming. I'm going to nail that live performance stuff, man. Sometimes that anxiety just gets me. It's okay. We're all having fun. We're all having a great time. Enjoy your Sunday because it is Sunday. And love each other, man. I mean, that's my message. Have a great day. I'm Bubba Barton. This is the Bubba Barton Show. If you see me out in public, don't hesitate. Tell me hi.
I just want to ask the Lord and my mama to forgive me for what I've done.